When we understand this and get revelation in our spirits, in our hearts, and get our minds renewed to this, now I want to put some emphasis on this tonight, that God's love is God's love. God's love never changed. You can't change God. If his love been poured out into your heart, it's love. It still is powerful because you can't pull God down. It's just that you may not have discovered how powerful it is. And that which you leave alone and won't use, it won't do you any good. You can tell me how powerful that engine is in your automobile, but if you just stand outside and talk about it and never put the key in the ignition or have the one you can push the button start it, and never start it up, you can't prove to me that it's powerful until you put it into action. And God wants you to know, my love will do for you everything I said it would do. Hallelujah. I fix you so you could qualify to, listen to it. I have fixed you, made you, so you could qualify in operating in this love. You don't have a shame, don't have any disgrace, don't have any sin, don't have any faults. I see you faultless. I see you guiltless. But you go around accusing yourself. And because you accuse yourself, you act like you're guilty. You live like you're guilty. And you talk like you're guilty. And you go before God like you're guilty. At the same time, he said, listen, son, you're free. Prodigal son came home talking guilty, didn't he? Left home guilty. Came home talking guilty, but his daddy wouldn't have none of it. Go kill the fattest calf. Come on, we're going to throw a party. This my son that was dead, now he is alive. Yeah. Hallelujah. God wants you to get it tonight, CFC. You are alive. Yeah. What made you alive? God Almighty, the new birth. You're alive. And stop dwelling on what you did yesterday. What are you going to do tonight? What you have to account for to right now and the future. Hallelujah. All those things that you meditated on, all those thoughts plunge into your mind and try to take over, you put a block this call. Y'all ain't get that one. You know how to do it on your cell phone? Do it in your mind. Block this call. Come on. I'm not going to hear it. I'm blocking. Don't be calling me, Satan. Don't be trying to tell me how condemned I am. Don't be trying to tell me how useless I am. Don't be trying to tell me how worthless I am. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart. Don't you try to tell me how disqualified I am. The blood qualified me. Grace empowered me to walk in my qualification. Are you hearing me tonight? Thank you, Jesus. So, God is love, and I'm born of love. And that means that love, the love of God, is in my heart. Therefore, this love was not put in your heart to be squashed or put away or confined or concealed where it couldn't be revealed. This love was poured in your heart for you to express, to share, to live and be a living, shining light among those who are in the dark and in the night, that are hurting, that don't know Jesus. Hallelujah. How many times have the enemy tried to make you feel unqualified even to share Jesus with someone else. How many times he have told you, just shut up and be quiet. You're going to look like a fool. How many times? And he brought condemnation on you, me, all of us are guilty. We should have been speaking up. God loves you. Huh? God has a plan for your life. I know he found me. And he fixed me. And he told me to tell you he's no respecter person. Just as he loved you, loved me, he loves you. Because he said, for God so loved the world. Am I right? For God did what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He poured this love into our hearts that we may be love carriers. We may become contagious. That we spread this love. We proclaim it. And when we proclaim it, it has power. It has power to save. Power to feel. Power to heal. Power to prosper. Power to deliver. Power to protect. Hallelujah. Power to make you stand. Ability. Power. This love. Do it without being ashamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even though you may be in a place, no matter where you are, because we have some people more educated than others, but and we allow that to condemn us, but this love will make you stand wherever you are. Did y'all hear what I said? And cause you to prosper and succeed and win and overcome and have peace and joy. Amen. So, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us? What manner of love? That's 1 John 3. 1 John 3. What manner of love? Let's talk about it.